Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, June 14th. From the Colorado News Connection, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt delivered the keynote address at the Western Governors Association Conference in Vail. Eric Gladys has more.
Public lands advocates are asking the former Rifle resident to prioritize conservation over extraction on public lands and to reverse a proposal to cut the Land and Water Conservation Fund's budget by 95%. Christine Oblock with Environment Colorado says governors representing seven western states attending the conference have seen combined benefits from the fund of nearly $1.6 billion.
That adds up to a huge amount of protected lands, improved access to the outdoors, and a significant boost for those states' economies. We hope that coming out of this conference, Secretary Bernhardt can walk away with a clear message that there is broad support for public lands protections from the West.
Last year, Congress voted to permanently renew the Land and Water Conservation Fund, but did not guarantee funding. Bernhardt has made public statements in support of the fund. The former oil and gas lobbyist has also continued to advance the Trump administration's goal of removing what it sees as barriers to coal, oil, and gas extraction on public lands in order to achieve energy dominance. Emily Gideon with the Colorado Sierra Club says prioritizing oil and gas development over conservation goes against the Interior Department's mandate to act as a steward for lands owned by all Americans. She notes there's significant potential for renewable energy development on public lands at former extraction sites. Gideon says Americans should be able to look to leadership at Interior to ensure that the nation's mountains, lakes, and streams are protected for future generations.
So important that public lands aren't completely leased out and forever changed or damaged by coal, oil, and gas companies. Public lands belong to the people who live in this country, not the polluting companies that are trying to make money off of them.
The Sierra Club also supports fully funding the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which has been called America's most successful conservation and recreation program. The fund has made many conservation projects in Colorado possible, including the Uncompahgre, Arapaho, Roosevelt, Gunnison and Rio Grande National Forests, Great Sand Dunes National Park, and Canyon of the Ancients National Monument. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The state of Wyoming is moving forward to build or expand several reservoirs on the Green River, a main branch of the Colorado River. This would help ranchers prepare for worsening droughts as climate change escalates. In the second part of our series, The Final Straw, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports that more dams could actually contribute to global warming.
It's late May in Sublette County, Wyoming. It snowed last night, and more snow is predicted. That's why it's good that rancher Chad Espenscheid is behind the wheel. The roads are sloppy, and Middle Piney Creek that runs through his property is running high.
There's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Well,
it seems like it's starting to flood.
Yeah.
And that wetness is nerve-wracking for ranchers like Espenscheid. There's lots of things to be stressed about in ranching. One of the big ones is water. That's why he's glad the state is fixing Middle Piney Dam. It controls the creek that flows into the Green River and irrigates his hayfields.
It would give Middle Piney Creek a little more of a steady flow instead of it all coming out in one shot and everybody having to really hustle around and capture it all at once.
Not only is Espenscheid a rancher, he's a water engineer. He says fixing that dam will store a modest 4,200 acre feet of water from the Colorado River Basin. As for how dipping that small amount out of the river will affect lower basin states that also rely on the Colorado?
I don't know. I'm just kind of a Wyoming through and through, so I'm kind of worried about Wyoming, I guess, to be honest. So.
But it's not just the Middle Piney Reservoir.
4,000 for Middle Piney, 10,000 for West Fork, that's 14,000, another 8.
That's Jason Mead at Wyoming's Water Development Office, adding up all the water storage the state wants to add on the Green River drainage. In total, 130,000 acre feet stored in new or expanded reservoirs. That'd be enough water to supply a city of 1 million people. About half that many live in the entire state of Wyoming.
Every one of these projects that we're talking about really are for irrigation shortages and trying to handle the drought situations and trying to take water when we have good years and carry it over into years that are drier.
And those drier years are expected to worsen. Long-range forecasts say heavy snowpacks are expected to melt and flood earlier and earlier, then leave ranchers with less water in the summer.
If we can't keep those businesses afloat, eventually they're going to have to sell.
Mead says more dams could help ranchers survive the coming droughts. But some scientists say building more dams might actually worsen climate change. University of Wyoming soil scientist Jay Norton says dams that manage for flood control, for example.
They want the water drained out so that in an event of a flood, they have storage capacity. That can cause very low flows downstream that dry up those floodplain wetlands.
Wetlands that Norton says store huge amounts of organic carbon.
There's estimates that if we could raise soil organic carbon by about 0.4% per year, that we would completely offset human-derived emissions of greenhouse gases.
Think of all the plants growing like a green snake along streams in the otherwise arid Mountain West. Wetlands along undammed waterways can take up as little as 2% of the landscape, but hold 15 to 30% of the carbon. If reservoirs hold back all the water, those green snakes will dry up and stop holding carbon. But Norton says if dams are managed properly,
conceivably, it could have a positive effect on downstream wetlands. If water tables are maintained relatively high, irrigation itself expands wetlands.
That's not the only effect of dams on climate, though. One study shows that decomposing organic matter behind dams as the water level drops can produce large amounts of methane, a greenhouse gas that's even more potent than carbon dioxide. That's all well and good to rancher and water engineer Chad Espenscheid, but he says the positives of building dams outweighs the negatives.
Most ranchers are, you know, they're ranchers because they love their ranch and they love the outdoors and they love the wildlife and everything about it, so if you can find a win-win solution, then, you know, then everybody's happy.
The question is, with all the Upper Basin states investing in more dams, what will the accumulative effect be? I'm Melody Edwards in Big Piney, Wyoming.
And finally today, from the Colorado Department of Transportation, Kebler Pass was opened Thursday, June 13th at 4 p.m. for over-the-top public travel. Please expect rough, wet, muddy spring conditions. Around the state, weather permitting, the following roads are open: Colorado 5 Mount Evans Road, Colorado 82 over Independence Pass, Quanella Pass Road, and US 34 Trail Ridge Road. Cottonwood Pass, west of Buena Vista, remains closed to the summit, and the west side of the pass will remain closed during paving operations into the summer. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, June 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.